One common question we receive at With Grace and Gold is it really essential for me to have a blog or to blog on behalf of my business? Truth be told, when we launched our business in 2014, blog content creation made a truly meaningful difference for our business growth and success. In episode 90, we share how your blog and Pinterest can grow your business and our step-by-step strategy for your growth. Even if blogging doesn't come naturally, or if you aren't quite sure about what to blog about, perhaps knowing how blogging can serve your audience, boost your search engine optimization, and help your business to grow can encourage you to consider blogging on behalf of your business. Today, we're excited to share more about blogging for SEO. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to episode 162 of the Brand It, Build It podcast. Before we dive in, I want to share that all Show It website templates at With Grace and Gold will be 20% off using code SUMMER20 from Saturday, May 27th to Sunday, June 4th. Visit withgraceandgold.com/shop and use code SUMMER20 from Saturday, May 27th to Sunday, June 4th for 20% off all Show It website templates from With Grace and Gold. Whether you're a small business owner or a content creator hoping to boost your website's visibility, we are so hopeful you'll find today's episode to be packed with valuable recommendations for optimizing your blog posts for search engines. By following these recommendations, you'll improve your website's visibility, attract more organic visitors, and reach your audience more effectively. But first, how does blogging play a role in search engine optimization? With every high-quality, keyword-rich blog post you publish, you create an added layer of your website, an added way for your website to serve your audience and be discovered via search engines. So how do you go about blogging with SEO in mind? Here are 10 steps for doing so. First, conduct keyword research. Keywords are the foundation of search engine optimization. SEO keywords are the words and phrases people use to search for content via search engines. By identifying relevant keywords for your blog post, you can strategically incorporate them into your blog post content, making it easier for search engines to understand the topic of your blog post and therefore rank your post higher on search engines. Tools like Google Keyword Planner or SEMrush can help you to discover popular keywords in your field. Resources like Yoast SEO for WordPress can help you to effectively compose your blog content with your chosen keyword or key phrase in mind. Number two, write compelling and beneficial blog content. While keywords are essential, it's equally important to create valuable, high-quality content that engages your readers. Aim to provide useful information to solve problems or to answer common questions your prospective clients have within your blog posts. When your content resonates with your audience and helps your audience, they are more likely to share it, link to it, and spend more time on your website, all of which are positive signals for search engines and can cause search engines to rank your blog post and therefore your website higher in search results. Number three, optimize your meta tags. Meta tags are HTML elements that provide information about your website to search engines. The two most important meta tags are the meta title and meta description. The meta title appears as the clickable headline in search engine results, while the meta description provides a brief summary of your page or your blog post. Crafting compelling meta tags that accurately represent your content and include relevant keywords helps help to improve click-through rates and attract more organic visitors. If you're a WordPress user, you can adjust your meta titles and meta descriptions using the Yoast SEO plugin. Number four, use descriptive URLs and headings. Search engines pay close attention to the structure of your blog posts, so ensure that your URLs and headings are descriptive and contain keywords whenever possible. For example, instead of using a generic URL like withgraceandgold.com/blog/12345, opt for a more descriptive URL like withgraceandgold.com/blog/SEO-blogging-best-practices. This not only helps search engines to understand the context of your content, but it also improves your visitors' experiences. Number five, optimize your images. Images play a significant role in enhancing the visual appeal of your blog posts. Further, Pinterest-friendly graphics can be pinned on Pinterest and increase your website's traffic overall. However, images can also impact your website's loading speed when not optimized correctly. Compress your images to reduce their file size without compromising quality. In addition, use descriptive file names and alt tags that include relevant keywords. This helps search engines to index your images and improves accessibility for all. Number six, build quality backlinks. Backlinks, or incoming links from other websites, are a powerful signal to search engines that your content is authoritative, credible, and trustworthy. Focus on building high-quality backlinks from reputable sources within your industry. This can be achieved through having your business listed in a credible business directory, through guest blogging, or through creating share-worthy content. Remember that quality always trumps quantity when it comes to backlinks. Number seven, optimize for mobile devices. With the majority of visitors visiting your website via mobile devices, optimizing your blog for mobile devices is a necessity. Search engines prioritize mobile-friendly, responsive websites in their rankings, so ensure that your blog's design is responsive and adapts differently to different screen sizes. Test your blog's loading speed on mobile devices and make any necessary improvements to ensure you're providing a smooth browsing experience for all visitors. Number eight, utilize internal linking. Internal linking involves linking relevant pages or blog posts within your own website. This not only helps users navigate your website more seamlessly, but it also allows search engines to discover and index your content more effectively. When creating new blog posts, strategically include links to relevant existing blog posts, essentially creating a web of interconnected content that enhances your visitors' experiences and your SEO. Number nine, monitor and analyze your blog's performance. To optimize your blog for SEO, it's crucial to monitor its performance and make decisions accordingly. Use analytics tools like Google Analytics to track key metrics like organic traffic, bounce rate, and average session duration. This data can provide valuable information about how your blog is performing and serving your audience, and it can help you to identify areas for further improvement. Google Analytics and Google Search Console are a couple of resources we share more about in episode 160, your checklist for a conversion-driven website. And lastly, number 10, stay up to date with SEO best practices. SEO is an ever-evolving field. Follow reputable SEO blogs and experts to keep yourself informed about the changing landscape of search engine optimization. Today, we shared 10 best practices for blogging with SEO in mind. By following these best practices, you'll likely improve your website's visibility, attract more organic visitors, and reach your audience more effectively. And remember, all Show It website templates at With Grace and Gold will be 20% off using code SUMMER20 from Saturday, May 27th to Sunday, June 4th. Visit withgraceandgold.com/shop and use code SUMMER20 from Saturday, May 27th to Sunday, June 4th for 20% off all Show It website templates from With Grace and Gold. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.